views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the hit radio show, Psychic Cup of Coffee, with Kelly Sutliff on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a gifted psychic medium who has worked in her industry for over 14 years. During this hit show, Kelly will be offering inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief and share with people that the psychic world is very real. Psychic Cup of Coffee's message is simple. It's all about keeping psychic ability real and how it is a part of our world every single day. We just need to pay attention and listen. Are you listening? Call 1-800-930-2819 with your questions. Now here is your host, Kelly Sutliff.
Hi everybody, welcome to Psychic Cup of Coffee. I am excited to talk about my program today and actually excited to kind of give you a little announcement. I was really blessed yesterday actually to have my book, Listen Up, The Other Side is Talking, receive the Mom's Choice Award. And what that means is that Mom's Choice Awards are basically kind of like, for layman's terms, kind of like the good housekeeping seal of approval. You know how we look for that? And Mom's Choice Awards are very, they look at products, they look at books, they look at children's books, obviously. They look at, you know, all types of genres of books. And I had sent in my book, actually, for their, to be looked at, actually, and reviewed, and for their contest. And it got picked, and my book was picked for the mind, body, spirit of new genre. And what's really great about that is that that just means that out of its review process and out of its all the people that looked at it, and you have to send like 5 copies of your book when you do these type of things, and then it goes to 5 different, you know, editors and authors and people in that type of spiritual realm that would look at the type of book that I wrote, and they analyze it and look at it to see if they want to represent this book actually as part of their forum. So I'm quite honored, to say the least, to think that my book was picked and that actually it can go on forward to do some huge marketing and promote it, because it's being approved by the Mom's Choice Awards, which is kind of a big deal in the publicity world, and I'm very happy to be a part of that, which is really good. So, as we always say, onward and upward, right? So, really, it's kind of funny because, you know, everything happens for a reason and in timing, and you know, in publishing a book and working, you know, with this book that I did for, it took me 3 years to write it. And then, you know, obviously through editing and through the process of everything, and then, you know, putting it all together. And then the beautiful thing about it is actually that this opportunity has come its way, so that actually it can grow, so that more people can see how mediumship works, how psychic ability works, how intuition works, how we can, you know, kind of spread the word of the bird, as they say. So you know what, people can understand how to use their intuition. So I'm just really excited that, you know what, I get to be a part of that for people. That I'm always so honored when people come up to me or talk to me about the book that I wrote, or send me a message and they talk about, you know, how it changed them, or how they look for signs and symbols now from their past loved ones, and how they use this as a tool. And they look for things now that, you know what, that's huge. That makes a difference in people's world. And you know what, I just wrote the book because I needed the message out there, knowing that it would impact people, but really looking at it from the perspective that it impacted people, but not realizing, you know, how it could maybe change people. And that's actually really cool to me, to think that, you know what, the words that were thrown into these pages has done that for people. So, again, I'm kind of tooting my own horn here in the beginning of the show, talking about this honor, but I was pretty excited. I wanted to share it with all our, my listeners here, and share that with everybody out there. So, but what we're going to talk about, a few different things, is actually, I know we talked about last week how important was like Mercury in retrograde and what was going on with that, and we're still in Mercury retrograde. Lucky us, till October 24th. So everybody still keep grounded, keep planted in reference to, you know, your intentions every day. It's hard sometimes when we're Mercury retrograde. You know, we want to be frenzied. We want to be crabby. We want to be, you know, give the Debbie Downer list of how negative things are. And we really got to keep it in perspective. So it's important actually kind of to like just say, okay, I'm not going to go there. I'm going to switch my role and I'm going to be, you know, Miss Positive Patty here instead of Negative Nelly. And when you do that, what's really good is that actually your body will shift, your mind will shift, your energy will shift. So don't forget that actually in our processes of the aspect of everything with our Mercury and retrograde that's going on. I'm just giving you that helpful hint and reminder that we all need to, you know, kind of ground our energy, place ourselves, not be hyperkinetic. Don't buy into it. You know what I mean? But as another example, what can happen, I'm talking about the negative stuff that can occur when we get sad or negative or that kind of thing. But on the same perspective, when it's Mercury retrograde, good things happen too. Hence, my accomplishment with the honor that I just received. And, you know, so I'm able to put those little silver labels on my book as the Mom's Choice Award, you know, and people and the growth that can happen. So in Mercury retrograde too, growth happens. So growth inspires us, or we go to shift things that weren't so healthy, and we redirect ourselves. So this is all really good. It's all that energy that we're in, so that we can really, you know, go forward with our energy and go forward with our new direction, right? Because we're all about getting new and providing new and trying to be more balanced in a sense, so that we don't become, you know, kind of off our kilter, because we hate when that happens. It's just not good for you, not for getting anybody, not good for your kids, not good for anyone. And you know what? It's very important that, you know, we just kind of remind ourselves. And sometimes, you know, when I say ground ourselves, it's important to understand that, you know, obviously I meditate and you meditate and you pray or whatever you do, and that's a form of grounding and planting your energy in your space and who you are. But you can even be just, you know, real simple, and just say in your head, I am grounded, I am planted. I am going forward within a positive day. I am not going to let negative things affect me like it did yesterday. Those kind of things. Talk in your head. Talk to yourself. You know what? And sometimes you even have to shout out loud. You know what I mean? Do it while you're driving in the car. Who cares who's looking at you? But it's really important that actually we remember that in kind of times of toughness that we need to regroup and just talk nice. You know, we always say to our children, play nice, talk nice, you know, talk with nice words. Remember saying those things to your little kids? And that's the thing that we have to say to ourselves, too, as adults. Remember, talk nice to yourself. Don't talk negative. Don't beat yourself up. Worst thing you can do, it's not healthy for you. So that, in its own sense, remember, just to be kind to you. How about that? Be kind to you. Nothing better when you can be kind to yourself, right? And so in all this transition, and there's obviously in our world transition going on like crazy, with, you know, we get a little Ebola scares going on. We have, you know, still terrorism lurking around our world, you know, ISIS, you know, trying to make their mark, which they'll be diminished, no problem, but they're trying to make their mark. And, you know, we have to remember that actually in this process with all of this stuff that's occurring, we have to remember for healing. We have to remember to be healed. We have to remember to think healing. We have to remember to encompass our world. I mean, how many of you every day, not for nothing, but do you get up every day and do you like say, I pray for our world for healing. I pray for our world that it be stable. I pray for good leadership. We have a world that is honored and whole and healthy. You know, even say, you know, screw terrorism, out the door, see you later. You're not allowed to be in a part of our world anymore. You know, I mean, does anybody ever say that? And you know what? What your thoughts say, what you generate, how you talk, basically those things occur. And that's a reminder I want to give to people today too, that I'm kind of tired of, like, you know, the old pity party and this is woe is me and that kind of thing. Well, you know what? You have to be able to honor life, honor you, honor our world. And in doing so, what happens is that, you know, abundance comes back. It's like you always canceling out the negative brings you a positive, right? So we have to remember that. It's real simple. It's not anything complex. But as a generation and people and and warriors, because we're warriors, we do that. And that's the point we need to stop about. We need to stop that psychically. We need to stop that energetically. We need to stop that so that we, you know what, we come into a place that's in a betterment for who we are, for what our world is, for what we want. You know, we're big in creation right now on what we're going to partake in and what's going to go forward. So we need to really balance that. We are going to talk about all kinds of different subjects today. One that we're going to get into really heavy, actually, after this next break we're going to go to, is we're going to talk about my work as a psychic detective and how I use intuition. I'm going to talk about some cases, and we're going to talk about missing people and how they're found. So we're going to run to break, everybody, and we will be back shortly talking about the subjects, and feel free to call in also on our subject today, and we will be back in a minute after this break. She took a standard pose as she presented herself. She had sultry eyes. She made it perfectly plain that she was his for a price. But he said, leave me alone. I'm a family man, and my bark is much worse than my bite. He said, leave me alone. I'm a family man. If you push me too far, I just might.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start winning the game of life with the unique, incomparable Lynn Brown. Lynn's powerful, transferable tools stem from her success in the very competitive world of sports and business.
Since Lynn was one of the top athletes in the United States, she understands really well about the athlete's mind, their challenges, and what athletes need. I have confidence to ask Lynn to take care of my professional team just because of Lynn, her passion, and the power she has.
Lynn is passionate about working with kids and with athletes. Her life is a testament to the incredible power of intention to create miracles. Lynn is dedicated to assisting and inspiring leaders with the vision and tools to realize their dreams.
And she wants to help you next. Enhance your overall performance and the ability to reach your goals. Bring your game face on. Visit letter R, letter U, Intuit.com or call 844 letter B, Intuit.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Psychic Cup of Coffee. We are going to talk about a pretty touchy subject, but an important subject, obviously. Part of my work is actually, as many of you might know, is that I work as a psychic investigator. I volunteer my time so that I can help using my psychic gift actually in helping on cases. And that would be cold cases, that would be current cases. And in the process of that, I've worked with several different organizations. Obviously, I've worked with private families who contact me to help on if someone goes missing. I've also worked with a national group called Find Me, which is a national organization in the past that I've worked with that has basically, 95 psychics around the world that actually tune in for cases. We volunteer a time. And all we get when we work on a case is just the person's name, where they went missing, the location, their birth date. And those three or four things is basically it. And you get that because you want to keep it vague. You don't want to know any too much detail so that your mind doesn't shift, right? Into, you want to keep your mind clear. So what we end up doing is, in those processes is then we have to dive into our gift, whatever it is, as a psychic, and how we get our information. And I've worked with a group, actually, and I still work with this group out of Boston University. We're called the Cold Case Collaborative, and there's a few of us that still work together. And we work with private investigator Tom Shamshak, where we'll work in cases and send our information in through him. And it's great because as a group and a collective, what we find is that a lot of the information that comes through is consistent. And then what we end up doing is we provide the information off to the proper authorities, and they in turn investigate it because that's their job, not my job, but their job. And it's almost like when I used to sell real estate, it's like you go into a home, you find a home for somebody, you go to the logistics, you get to the purchase and sale agreement, you put that up together, the offer to purchase, and then, you hand it off to the lawyers, and then they take it from there. And then you basically do the walkthrough, get a fire certificate, go forward, and then you show up at a closing with a closing gift, and, everyone's happy, and it all goes forward in a perfect world, right, in real estate, with that. But same thing when you're working a case. I only have so much ability that I can do, but, the people who are very highly trained then take that information and then run with it, and then they do their job. So I'm just kind of, like a conduit to be able to provide information with that. So you have to remember, okay, so we get a case, right, and you get those three bits of information that they give you. And then what happens is, I tune in, and I'll sit quietly, and I'll just start writing. It's almost like automatic writing that happens. And I call it my psychic press release because I answer the questions of who, what, when, where, and how in reference to this person that's missing. And when I ask those questions, then I start diving into the case. And in doing that, what happens is you'll get bits of information. You'll see things. You'll see maybe terrain. You'll see where they are. You'll ask for real specific information. This is how I work, is that in answering those questions or asking those questions to my guides or spirit or to this person, energy, what I see and feel comes through in, a pretty prolific way where I'll visualize something or I'll see it happening or I'll ask for names, I'll ask for data. And I'm specific in my data. It's not like, oh, I see a tree and someone is by a big oak tree. You have to say, what street is this? What can you see a street? Can you see a car? Can you see the color of the car? Can you see a license plate? Can you see tattoos on this perpetrator? Can you see anything significant that would be you could give off to the detective that can take it and run with it? And that's an important piece to this whole process with it. Really, really important for people to know that, because it's not like somebody just, here we go, opens up a crystal ball and says, okay, this is where this person is. It'd be great if it worked that way. And sometimes you can get hits like that. Not that I use a crystal ball, I don't. But, you need to remember that, you get things significantly. And symbols are shown to you a lot in this process, or at least it is for me. So we have to remember in our society that there is nothing wrong with using psychic mediums in this work. And I'm saying that for the record. It's going out there. It's important for everybody to understand that. If anything, I've always felt that detectives should work one-on-one with a psychic, because the powerful of information that would be able to come through, and who cares? You know what? Who cares if it might be offbeat to them, maybe what someone hears that, but take it and research it, because it's not coming from, a bad place of energy of where the information is coming from. It's coming to help. It's so important. And, you know, when I get run across some of these detectives or people who are like going to blow that kind of stuff off, I want to say, really, you guys are so intuitive yourselves, and you who work in this field as detectives at PIs, you know, all agencies, FBI, state agencies, along with, you know, local police, you know, you wouldn't have picked this job and this role if you didn't have strong intuition and you didn't trust your gut. So, you know, my pathway is always that, you know what, it's good to be able to work with solid people who can provide information. And you know what, psychics don't want the credit, or I don't anyways, don't, you know what I mean, with things. You know, if you want the glory and you want the, you know, that you broke a case, more power to it, because really, to be honest with you, I work for the souls that are missing. I work for the souls who might have been passed, and I'm trying to make it right on that side. I can tell you this much, spirit on the other side never comes back and says, oh, you know what, I can't take this information, you know what, I don't believe in this stuff, you know what, I'm not going to give it to anybody, you know, keep this quiet that I'm getting it from you. I mean, really? You know what I mean? It's like, sure, certain things don't help in court, and we're not asking you to do that, but just take the information and run with it. So we have to remember, as a society, excuse me, there are so many people that go missing every day. And here's some crazy statistics for you. Every 40 seconds, a child goes missing in the U.S. When a child goes missing, the first 3 hours, as we all know, is the most crucial time of finding that child. Approximately 76% of abducted children who are murdered are dead within 3 hours of abduction. Now, if you had your child who was abducted or you can't find them, would you not want all sources helping you find that child? And it can take over 2 hours to get information about missing child it can take over 2 hours to get information about a missing child from a panicked parent. In other words, your mind is going crazy, right? And you need really a lot of data. That's why all those programs that are set up for children to keep kids safe, so you have those packets already of what their height, weight, you know, you have their fingerprints, you have all that stuff. That's why all that stuff is so important. Every year, more than 800,000 children are missing each year from the United States. That is crazy. And I can tell you, I know it's crazy because I see it. I see it with the work that I've worked on. And I get really upset when I see cases that I've worked on 4 or 5 years ago still coming across my desk and, you know, hotlines and stuff like that and missing. That cases haven't been solved because it's so hard to solve them. It's really important that actually we understand the importance of all of that. Oh my gosh, I'm going to go to break, everybody. I will be back in a minute to continue talking.
She had Sophie smile. She took a standard pose as she presented herself. She had sultry eyes. She made it perfect.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub.
Negative self-talk plays a major role in how we create fear and anxiety.
You're probably familiar with that worried, insecure, or critical voice that rises from somewhere deep inside, often at the most inopportune moments. You don't seem to choose the limiting, anxiety-triggering, or self-sabotaging thoughts, nor do you seem to be in control of them. Over the years, I've found that rather than ignoring or suppressing these negative thoughts, what works best is to redirect the mind with at least three counterbalancing arguments that shed light on the opposite, positive points of view. For example, if your negative thought was something bad will happen, counterbalances could be, right now I'm okay. There have been many times I was worried and everything turned out well. I have the strength and abilities to handle anything that comes my way. Positive counterbalancing is training your mind to search for and find uplifting and empowering perspectives for any given situation.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
What if there was no right or wrong way to be a great parent? Join Access Consciousness Facilitator Glenna Rice as she and Dr. Pat invite you to be the questionable parents you truly are and empower you to know and give the awareness required to create ease and joy with your children. Join Dr. Pat and Glenna as they focus on parenting for the modern family. Tune in every month to the Dr. Pat Show on air and online at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, everybody. I'm back. Okay, that was a little crazy coughing fit. Sorry, I've had bronchitis. And anyways, just what we're talking about, actually, the importance of the missing and how we help them is like, and when a psychic tunes in to help on a, out on a case. And it's important that actually we all remember that, you know, we're just basically in this all together, right? So as a parent, as a person, we are so concerned when someone goes missing because it's not right. And it can be abduction, it can be murder, it can be anything, right? It can be the mentally ill, being out of sorts. It can be many people don't forget that part of that 800,000 people that go missing are also Alzheimer's victims of, you know, people who are, you know, lost, that kind of thing. So I really love a group that I work with, too, called Lost and Missing. And Lost and Missing is a really great nonprofit that what happens is people get shown their profile and things come on just as quickly as, you know, police get them. And it's a great marketing PSA program that's run. And what's pretty terrific about it is that everyone gets exposed, which is good. It's not just for children, it's for adults too, the elderly, everybody. And the nice thing about the service is that people are oftentimes, you know, shown, and then you find out after the fact of what happens to them. So you don't know if they've been found, or unfortunately, you know, the remains have been found, or whatever the situation has come about. So it's important, actually, that, you know what, as my work, I love what I do because it's important that we all participate within it. And I have wonderful people I work with. I have one woman that I work with who's so talented, and we'll get a case. And she's a spirit artist, and her name is Nancy Smith. And what she will do is she will start drawing the perpetrator. And so she will draw, and I had two people actually working on a case out of New Hampshire, Selena Cass. She went missing, and we were all meeting at my office, and there was another person who was a spirit artist also. And by the time we got to our office, she had been, they found her remains. And when we all then sat in a group to get our information, the two spirit artists had drawn her, the perpetrator's picture beforehand. And in doing so, when you looked at those pictures, they were the same face. When I saw that, I thought, wow, there is power. There is information in psychic ability. We worked on that case when that little girl went missing. And we all put our information individually. We sent it to the FBI command center because it was so important. And I knew if that child was not found, and what I felt or what I saw when I initially worked on the case, I felt that she was alive. And I knew that if we didn't send our information in right away, that I didn't feel that she would be alive within 5 days. And it was on the fifth day when we were all getting together is when we found out that she, someone had contacted us that she had been found. So what did we do? So we gathered information. We sent it in. We sent it to the state police agencies, the FBI command centers. We put it forward. And we end up going with everything. And then they take it and research into their thing. Well, it doesn't just stop there, because I still continue to work that case, and I still continue to give information. I actually talk about this case in my book and how important it is, actually, that, you know, spirit never wants you to forget them. They want their case is solved. They want the information to be forwarded to the right people. They want closure for their family. You know, they just don't dissipate into the ethers, and their energy doesn't, and they're on the other side. They're healed. They're okay. And it's really hard. Like, people need to remember too that when I connect and when I can tell if when I'm doing the connection, when I'm reading on a case of whether or not this person is alive or dead, is the connection is very, very, the link is extremely strong, and it's coming, the information's coming from that person who might have been crossed over. Do you understand? And then I'm able to give it's a different connection there. It's very strong. It's coming from that person. That's how I'm able to get that data or that information. Versus, I can tell them when I work a case if that person is still alive. It's a different link. It's a different feeling. And that's my judgment call, right, of when people ask me those questions. So when someone has passed and they're on the, and, you know, it's an unsolved murder, it's very distressing, because the people who are left behind are the ones just distraught. But in many ways, the soul on the other side who has been missing and who is murdered want their family members to feel comfort. So they want their case solved. They want things to be resolved. How many cases do we hear about in the media that 20 years later, 30 years later, all of a sudden there's new evidence? Thank gosh for our scientists today, that they're able to provide that keep things and provide that data of information and to help solve in cases. But it's almost like, you know what, when that information is presented then and there's closure for the family, it's almost like the soul then was able to, it's rejoicing. That's the only thing I can say. I mean, as you can imagine, because it's come full circle, so that things, the perpetrator's been caught. And nothing, you know, is better than that. We have way too many abductions. We have way too many people go missing in our society. You know, we have too many runaways in our society, out of 800,000 people that go missing, you know, so many of them are runaway children. And, you know, it's so important that we actually switch that. We need to switch that big time with programs that we can have. You know, we need to heal our homes so that we can not have these kids run away. You know, it's very important that, you know what, we really gather and strengthen so that we can change things so that we don't have so many kids missing and so many people missing, I should say. You know, as good as their technology is, you know, and it's been helpful in finding people. But it's also, you know what, it's also a detriment too, because now we have all these crazy perpetrators out there who can use our technology to take advantage of people and children and you know, and create abuse. And, you know, that's the bad part of it too. And let me see what else I have here. So along with not only, we say children, but there's also those with drug and alcohol addiction, psychiatric problems, and elderly suffering from dementia and Alzheimer's make up the bulk of the missing adult cases. That's pretty apparent there also. There's also the part when we work on a case that, you know, some people think, okay, you know what, it doesn't, it just doesn't stop. It's not like you close the book. I have a file at my home that is, you know, geez, probably 2-3 inches thick, at least 3 inches thick of file folders of cases that I've worked on that I still keep. And I'll go back to and look at it. Like it's like you never give up either. You know what I mean? And you still try to work on those cases and forward information to people. And you know what, which is good, and they take the information. It's not like you get shut out, which is a good thing. But it's important that actually people understand that as the role actually as a psychic medium, that, you know what, we really are of our whole. We are givers. We are spiritual people. We want to make things right. We want to make people feel good. We're not the hocus-pocus type of, you know, the majority of us are not the hocus-pocus type of people. That people want to think that they are, especially when it comes to around Halloween time and you know, spookiness and those kind of things. It's important that perpetrators out there understand that, you know, you have there's people like us, or there's people who are extremely talented that when they work a case, they provide evidence, and you know what? Watch out. You want to cause crime? You want to cause, you know, perpetration on children, you want to cause issues with taking people because you're so messed up, then you know what? You're going to have a team of people that you've never even thought of that will be working on a case. And those are the situations that as an understanding in society, that people volunteer their time, they want to help people, they want to help detectives, they want to help to make sure that people don't you know, interfere with family. And we keep it close to our heart because, you know what, that's why we do it, because it's hard work. This is hard stuff to do. And I'm obviously talking, you know, from my heart here, that just because you work on a case doesn't mean it goes away. You know, you have to kind of compartmentalize it to say, okay, I got to be a mom now. I got to be, you know, a professional, whatever, you know, role you're in that moment. But you also have to remember that, you know what, we still continually work cases. There's so many cases I've worked on that the families have no idea. I've given up Saturdays, or I've given up my time to help their families. And that's just how the work goes, because you do it because you love it, and you do it because you want to make sure that, you know, you can provide help for people. We're going to run to break very shortly. We're going to continue our conversation, and hopefully I won't have any coughing attacks during the last half of this. And I'm sorry about that. And we'll continue, and we will be back talking about how I work helping the missing.
Take a little time to think things over. listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet yoandrew at andrewtweetgeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
What if there was no right or wrong way to be a great parent? Join Access Consciousness Facilitator Glenna Rice as she and Dr. Pat invite you to be the questionable parents you truly are and empower you to know and give the awareness required to create ease and joy with your children. Join Dr. Pat and Glenna as they focus on parenting for the modern family. Tune in every month to the Dr. Pat Show on air and online at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
Tune in to the hit show, Get Into It, Winning at the Game of Life with intuitive energy healer and medium Lynn Brown on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to bring the magic of soul into every aspect of your life. Learn how to use spirit tools and experience the immediate connection with yourself as a spiritual being with natural spiritual abilities as you are guided on the pathway to success and joy. Visit ruintuit.com. That's the letter R, the letter U, intuit.com. And get into it now.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Psychic Cup of Coffee. And, you know, we're trying to make a difference today, actually, in working missing persons cases and to keep those statistics down to make be aware. You know, even as people, you know what, using your intuition when you see something's not right, you know, and pick up the phone and call if you see something that disturbs you or something that's not right. You know, for instance, I'm thinking the other day, I was at TJ Maxx, and there was a woman who, you know, had a four-year-old little boy, and they were speaking, I think, French or something, another language, because I didn't understand it wasn't Spanish. And you know, so obviously they were visiting or not from this area. And you know, she was checking out. I was checking out. I was walking out the door, and she was behind, but her four-year-old little son, who had his toy, you know, walked ahead of her, and she couldn't find him. And as I turn around, he's behind me. He's already walked out the door, and she's, you know, how the doors open up. And she's trying to get through, but here I said to him, I said, "Oh, Yanni, come here." And I grabbed his hand because he was going to walk in the street. And, you know, I held his hand till she could get out the door, but she had lost him, you know, because she didn't keep her eye or he wasn't holding her hand when they were walking out the store. And I thought, okay, that's just being a good citizen. But we need to be good citizens. We need to do some things like that. Because I thought, oh, my God, this kid could have gone out, gotten hurt. Somebody could have been around that area, taken him. She would have never known. She's not from here. Okay, mother's worst nightmare, all right? So the idea is that we need to, society, also keep our intuition up. We need to be observant. You need to look for things. I think we get so tunnel vision with our world that we forget that stuff. So you too can be the psychic detective, and you too can keep your psychic antenna up so that you can, you know, when you see circumstances like that, you act on them so that, you know, these crazy people out there who want to steal kids and steal people or want to harm somebody, you are aware. You need to be the good neighbor. You need to be aware of your neighborhood. You need to know who lives in your neighborhood. You need to be conscientious of that. You know, why have we forgotten that? Like, I grew up in an era that, I'm 49, but I grew up in an era that people always looked after one another. I mean, we lived in neighborhoods. People were, you know, you knew who your neighbors were. You knew who the families were. You knew who the kids were. Sure, there was always a few loopy birds on the street. That always happens. But you know what? You people understood people. You know, we just move into communities and no one even says boo to anybody. So who knows who you're living next door to? I mean, you know, unless you check that out through the internet, you know, on sites and stuff like that. But, you know, we need to keep our awareness up so these circumstances, you know, so we know where we live. We know our communities. And, you know, we also have to understand that family dynamics are really oftentimes part of the abductions, too. People who know the families, people who, you know, you know what, if you're living a world in drugs and you're a dealer and you are living in that type of world and you have kids living in your house, you know what, you have people coming in and out of your house you don't know, you know, you're at a lower plane of energy. You're going to gravitate to lower plane of people. Those are the people that are taking these people, these young children. And you're setting yourself, your families up for failure. You're setting your, you know, what kind of, and you know, that's the other part that, you know, are you not realizing that, I mean, they're not realizing because they don't care because they're people who do that are idiots basically. But, you know, you look at that aspect of things and it's like, you know what, you know, that this is the repercussions. This is the fallout that happens to these families, these children. I've worked on so many cases that, in that scenario they just described to you, is what happens to their children. So how disturbing is that? One case I worked on specifically, which I'm actually going to Detroit this week, one for a class reunion and the second for the opportunity to do a book signing at the Barnes & Noble in Allen Park, Michigan at Fairlane. I will be there doing a signing on Sunday at 4 o'clock. But, you know, I've worked on several cases in the Detroit area because I work with detectives in those areas on cases, but I also have worked with families. And I've worked on the Joanne Mantouk Romaine case, and that was a case that mother goes to church on a Tuesday night to go pray, and she goes missing. And here's this woman in her 50s and lovely, you know, matriarch of her family and a person who is so valid to her community, a Sunday school teacher, just a lovely person. That's who she is. And, you know, she goes missing. Well, what I was able to do is provide information for that family and in doing so worked with that family. And boy, when spirit wants to get a hold of you, they sure get a hold of you. And that she did. And I was watching TV and the phone rang and someone called me in reference to this case and I never heard of it. And then I worked on it the next day and provided information. And then, you know, in continually where they were missing, I knew that this woman would be found in the springtime. This was in the fall when I had more like winter close to that I had started reading on this case. And when that happened, I knew she'd be found in the spring. I knew fishermen would be finding her. I knew, saw a bridge. I saw the abduction, you know, of such. And in doing so, on March 21st, which is basically the first day of spring, she was found by the bridge I saw by two fishermen, and, you know, evidence was provided. So that's the type of foundation, and that's the type of information that gets given to me. And then I just give it off to the proper people who can go and investigate and take it. And you know what? And that's just kind of my role. I'm just kind of intermediary, you know, a conduit of information that's able to provide information on cases. And then I just read a little, you know, it just happens. It's like it's being told to me. And sure, you know what? Thank goodness that, and one of the hardest part is actually when you work on cases is that you hope for resolution, whether that one, that they find they're found healthy, and two, that they're at least found, because it's so difficult for the families who are left behind with nothing. And they have no closure, they have no body, they have no idea where these kids are, these family, these people are. You know, it's like an open hole to your soul, is what all I can describe it as, is the families that contend with that. And, you know, that's why, you know, seen way too many of those situations, way too many of those cases, and there's so many people that feel the same way I do, and that's why we work these cases, and we throw ourselves, our intuition into it so that we can help out. And you know what, that's why we have great detectives out there too. They do it too. They see it, feel it, they see it more so than, because it's their job. But there are great detectives out there. There's people that really go above and beyond, and with the work that they do, and many kudos to all of them that I've worked with, and many kudos of people that continue to do their job and their role, and they really do it quite well, because they too want to see all these cases solved, because those cases are way too many. They're stacking up on their desks, and they're just piling in, and that's an unfortunate thing in our society. So we need to shift that, we need to change that, so that we can actually become better society, better one. And we need to be vigilant and be in an awareness when we see something quirky that's not right. Who cares? You know what? Be the Mrs. Kravitz. Remember Mrs. Kravitz went from Bewitched? She was always looking out the window when, you know, they would, the nosy neighbor. I want us to be a little bit like that as a society, so that we're more aware, and we need to use our intuition, and we need to stay protected, because that's the most important. And we need to protect our own, your children, your college kids, your adult kids. You need to always keep them aware and be that naggy mommy who reminds them to be safe and to think smart, right? And that's the important parts of all of us using our intuition and psychic ability, especially when we're looking for missing people. So we've kind of talked a lot about a lot today. You've heard me cough on the air, which has been beautiful. I love that. And hopefully I'm going to have a better show next week so that doesn't happen. But I want to say to everybody that, you know what, remember to ground yourself, keep grounded during this Mercury retrograde, stay focused, and keep your awareness up, so that we all can be our helpers to our society, and so that we can heal people, so that we can be an adjacent to, you know what, working in service and protect our, so that no one goes missing. And no one gets harmed. So I thank everybody for the show today. We're going to sign off, and we will be back next week. And thank you for listening, and have a great week, everyone.
You've been listening to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff. Tune in for this hit show every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, offering inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they've lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Psychic Cup of Coffee's message is simple. We just need to pay attention and listen. Are you listening? For more information and to contact Kelly, visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com, or call 978-420-8213. Again, that's 978-420-8213. See you next week!
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions, and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start winning the game of life with the unique, incomparable Lynn Brown. Lynn's powerful, transferable tools stem from her success in the very competitive world of sports and business.
Since Lynn was one of the top athletes in the United States, she understands really well about the athlete's mind, their challenges, and what athletes need. I have confidence to ask Lynn to take care of my professional team just because of Lynn, her passion, and the power she has.
Lynn is passionate about working with kids and with athletes. Her life is a testament to the incredible power of intention to create miracles. Lynn is dedicated to assisting and inspiring leaders with the vision and tools to realize their dreams.
And she wants to help you next. Enhance your overall performance and the ability to reach your goals. Bring your game face on. Visit letter R, letter U, Intuit.com or call 844 letter B, Intuit.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Into Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. Negative self-talk plays a major role in how we create fear and anxiety. You're probably familiar with that worried, insecure, or critical voice that rises from somewhere deep inside, often at the most inopportune moments. You don't seem to choose the limiting, anxiety-triggering, or self-sabotaging thoughts, nor do you seem to be in control of them. Over the years, I've found that rather than ignoring or suppressing these negative thoughts, what works best is to redirect the mind with at least three counterbalancing arguments that shed light on the opposite, positive points of view. For example, if your negative thought was something bad will happen, counterbalances could be, right now I'm okay. There have been many times I was worried and everything turned out well. I have the strength and abilities to handle anything that comes my way. Positive counterbalancing is training your mind to search for and find uplifting and empowering perspectives for any given situation.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
What if there was no right or wrong way to be a great parent? Join Access Consciousness Facilitator Glenna Rice as she and Dr. Pat invite you to be the questionable parents you truly are and empower you to know and give the awareness required to create ease and joy with your children. Join Dr. Pat and Glenna as they focus on parenting for the modern family. Tune in every month to the Dr. Pat Show on air and online at TransformationTalkRadio.com.